Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord. Lord, I pray over each and every one that's listening today, and I ask that you encourage their hearts and encourage their lives. And I pray, Father, that you make salvation real to them, that they'll know that the only way to God the Father is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And that, Lord, no matter what sin they have committed, if they'll confess that sin to you, and they'll repent of that sin, and turn from that sin, that, Lord, you said that you would forgive them of all sin and all iniquity, and you promised you would not turn anyone away. And we know whatever the blood washes, it is washed away, never to be bought up against us ever again. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary for the remission of our sins. And we receive that pardon that you have for us. We receive that pardon in Jesus' name, and we choose to walk in salvation. And we choose not to walk contrary to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, there's a saying in my little book that I have, and I love these sayings. It says, if you catch a bull by the tail, it won't be long until you see the horns. And you know, the translation to that is, you're looking for trouble, you're going to find it. You know, there's people that just don't know how to let things go. There are people that grab a hold of things that you shouldn't be grabbing a hold of. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 29, he said, he that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be the servant of the wise of heart. The Bible is telling you this right here. If you always troubling, if you always stirring up trouble, if you always taking a hold of the wrong thing, you're going to trouble your house, and you're going to inherit the wind. In other words, you're going to inherit something you wish you hadn't got a hold of. You're going to inherit storms and troubles and sorrow and grief. Not only is that coming to you, but you're going to trouble your house. I know a whole lot of mamas and a whole lot of grandmothers today that their hearts are troubled, and they weeping and they crying over their children and the grandchildren, because they've chosen to grab the bull by the horns, as the saying was going, and they've got a hold of something they can't let go. But I let me tell you, they're praying that God will deliver them. And I want to encourage you, as a grandmother that has already been down that road, if you pray for that young one that has left home, if you pray for that one that's got a hold of something that you see is going to destroy his or her life, God is able to deliver them. Because in that next verse, it says, the fruit of the righteous, a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Today, I want to be a soul winner. And whenever you see these young children, and ever you see them, love them and give them the word of God whenever you can. Be good to them. I think about the prodigal son, when he was down in the hog pen and he'd wasted his living and done his father wrong and was all messed up and all dirty and all filthy. I think about him when the Bible says he came to himself and said, I'm going back home. I think about how his journey was from the hog pen back to the house. I think about the people that might have met him on the way. I think about the people that might have encountered him on his way back home. He was dirty. He was nasty. He didn't have no money. He didn't have nothing to eat. I just wondered how they treated him when they met him on the way home. Let me tell you something. Some of these people that you're meeting on the road, you don't never know where they're going. You can help them on their way back home to God their Father. They might be dirty. They might be filthy. But that's some mother's son. That's some father's son, that's some daughter, that's some child, that's a sister or a brother. Oh, don't treat them bad, but help them up. Give them a helping hand. Don't quit. Don't give up on them. Keep praying. Keep holding on, because God can deliver them and God can get them out of the trouble that they're in. Be a soul winner. And a soul winner is kind. A soul winner is not a person that condemns. A soul winner winner is a person that loves people. A soul winner is a helper. A soul winner is a feeder of the hungry. A soul winner is a giver of a blanket to the cold. A soul winner is one that gives a pair of shoes to those who are in need. A soul winner gives all of these things, topped off with a plan of salvation. You know, we can give good gifts, but the greatest gift is the gift of salvation. God bless you today, and I pray you have a wonderful day.